الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel like every other day we make good intentions before watching any program and we bless our program and our day by reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam it is up to you dear viewers if you intend to attain the closeness of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam many a times we only read certain durood when we have that particular problem my thing is that every day we should recite at least 313 times durood from morning to evening you have the whole day with you as you can have a counter have a tasbih with you and keep reciting durood and having a track of how many you have recited is better if you don't count and recite abundantly but for the self of self motivation that you will feel happy with yourself knowing that today I have completed the certain figure it will be a sort of motivation so start reciting inshallah you will surely see the blessings of this in both worlds let's recite one or two lines of durood pak
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin sabse aula wo aala hamara nabi sabse bala wo aala hamara nabi apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi dono alam ka doola hamara nabi allahumma salli ala سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد
ایک مظلوم کو اپنے مغموم کو آفتوں سے چھڑایا شہِ کربلا
یا شہید کربلا فریاد ہے
نور چشم فاطمہ فریاد ہے
فریاد ہے
یا شہید کربلا فریاد ہے نور چشم فاطمہ فریاد ہے
کربلا
کربلا کربلا یا شہید کربلا 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 یا شہید کربلا
آہ سبط مصطفیٰ فریاد ہے آہ سبط مصطفیٰ فریاد ہے سبط مصطفیٰ فریاد ہے آہ سبط مصطفیٰ فریاد ہے ہائے ابن مرتضیٰ فریاد ہے ہائے ابن مرتضیٰ فریاد ہے
یا شہید کربلا یا شہید کربلا 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 یا شہید کربلا
اس علی اکبر کا صدقہ جو کہ ہے 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 ہم شبیہ مصطفیٰ فریاد ہے ہم شبیہ مصطفیٰ فریاد ہے
فریاد ہے
کربلا کربلا یا شہید کربلا
ہے میری حاجت میں تیبہ میں مروں 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 روا فریاد ہے اے میرے حاجت روا فریاد ہے
فریاد ہے
کربلا یا شہید کربلا 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 یا شہید کربلا
حال ہے بے حال شاہ کربلا کربلا حال ہے بے حال شاہِ کربلا آپ کے عطار کا فریاد ہے آپ کے عطار کا فریاد ہے
فریاد ہے
کربلا کربلا یا شہید کربلا 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 یا شہید کربلا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ وی ول لسن ٹو دس بیوٹیفل منقبت اللہ اکبر شہید کربلا اینڈ آفٹر لسن ٹو دس منقبت ڈی آف ویورز آئی مینشن دیٹ وی ول بی اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ دی حسینی کیروان دا مینرزم دا گڈ کنڈکٹ اینڈ اخلاق آف امام حسین رضی اللہ عنہ It's my earnest appeal, dear viewers, listen through the ears of your heart. The effect of this story should last in ourselves. The message of salah, the message of honesty, the message of humbleness, the message of truthfulness, the message of standing for haq and with haq, supposed to be part of every ashiqi rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life. Every lover, every devotee and every ummati should take a lesson from this. And inshallah, we will mention some stories of some such amazing personalities that sacrifice their lives in the plains of Karbala. In today's episode, you will hear, inshallah. But to make you understand your views on this Madani channel, Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussain radiyallahu an, had warned the people and the armies of Yazid by explaining to them over and again, that I spare you this moment. Reflect and contemplate over this fact and reality that I am the grandson of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I fear none except Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. But I give you this chance to ponder. He speaks to an army of 22,000 people. Allahu Akbar. Hungry for several days, thirsty for several days. Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu said, listen to me and do not make haste until I advise you about which has become my responsibility, and mention the reason for my arrival. He mentioned the issues of Yazid. Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu then says, after reciting this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, verily, my protector is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sent down the book and he guards the virtuous one. My concern is that, O people of Yazid, do you even know what are you doing? Do you even know who I am? He began to remind the people of Yazid that I am the son of Mawla Ali radiallahu an. I am the son of Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu anha, who is the leader of the woman folk of paradise. I am the grandchild of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I am the brother of Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, who is the leader of the youth of paradise. He reminded those people that, saying, I take oath by Allah, in the entire east or west, you would never find any other grandchild except me. I am the only grandchild on this earth, alive right now, of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you are bloodthirsty? You desire to shed my blood? You are thirsty for my blood? Reminding them that I have not told a lie since I was aware that Almighty Allah strongly dislikes lies. If you do not believe me, then ask Hadrat Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu. Ask Sahal bin Saad. Ask Hadrat Sayyiduna Zaid bin Arqam. Ask Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Ask them about my status. They would tell you. They would give you the information about my status. Allahu Akbar. Those people were quiet on the plains of Karbala. Koi kuch nahi keh raha hai. Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu is giving his speech, his nasiha, his advice to them. Allahu Akbar. When no answer was given, when these people remained silent, Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu then said, oh, Shabaz bin Rabi', oh, Hajjar bin Abjar, oh, Qais bin Ash'as, oh, Zaid bin Harith. He started taking the names and he said to them, are you not witness to this that I have been called here? You all desire to take bay'ah in my hands? They said, no, nothing of that sort happened. They lied to Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu. Dear viewers of Lesser Badini channel, these people tricked Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu. They showed their arrogance, their coolness. But Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu remained the pahar and the mountain of sabr and patience. Despite their lies, Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu continued making sabr and patience. Allahu Akbar. The accused followers of Yazid did not act upon the advice of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, and they continued to torture and trouble him. Allahu Akbar. They began to scare him and they surrounded the tent of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu rejected the comfort of this world happily and he faced difficulties. He radiallahu anhu, despite so many troubles, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, he remained firm on his stance and he sent a message for those who love Hussain that if you are a Husseini, always stick to the truth. Always be with the truth, no matter what the circumstances may look like and be. Always speak that which is right and that which is haq and that which Allah would love and like, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. He didn't mind rejecting and sending away the comfort of this dunya. Allahu Akbar. He agreed to sacrifice his family. He agreed to sacrifice his soul, his own soul and his family. But he did not desire to confuse the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He did not want the wrong message to be created. He didn't mind in giving his head, but he did mind in giving his hands in the hands of Yazid. He did not want to show any sort of acceptance that Yazid, you are a tyrant person. Yazid, you are an alcoholic. Yazid, you are a gambler. You do all the wrong things. You have made fornication. You have made adultery permissible. You have done all the wrong things. Imam Hussein cannot stick with that which is batil. Imam Hussein cannot stick with that which is wrong. Imam Hussein would stand with that which is haq and which is right, even if it means me giving my life. And this is the message of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu when he let go of his comfort. When Imam Hussein allowed his family to be sacrificed, but till his last breath in this physical, worldly life, dear viewers, he stood with the haq. And he continued giving the message of haq. Allahu Akbar. He played a significant role. Yek aisa mithal hai, that such a mithal, such an example of standing with haq and truth had never seen by any person in this world, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Imam Hussein, despite having the ability to change the situation by making dua and supplication, he rather chose to have sabr and patience and teaching the followers of his Nana Jan till the day of Qiyamah that this is called istiqamat, this is called steadfastness, this is called sabr and patience, this is called perseverance, this is called tolerance, that despite having the ability to take revenge with them, Allahu Akbar, he remains thirsty, he remains hungry. Allahu Akbar. This is such a message, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. You know, I'm talking about that Hussein radiallahu anhu. This is the characteristic, this is the akhlaq of that caravan. Ye wo log hai, ye wo hazrat hai. Allahu Akbar. Aside from the Quran praising them, aside from ayat and verses being revealed in their favor, I'm sharing with you some parables to make you understand the generosity of this gharana, the generosity and the humbleness of this family. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, one man had 20 or 30 camels. He could not feed them. He could not look after his camels. He was a gharib person, but he owned 20 to 30 camels. And so happened, he decided to go and ask Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu if he could allow his camels to eat with Imam Hussein's camels. So he goes over there. The day he approaches Imam Hussein, that day Imam Hussein was sitting with his khadims, with his workers and servants, and having a meal with his servants. And he felt ashamed that I came in at this time when Imam Hussein is eating. It's like when you are eating supper or having breakfast or lunch and you have visitors at your door at the same time. Sometimes we feel shy to eat in front of visitors. Maybe we will go away from the place. Or maybe you would send a message with someone to tell those people to wait because you are having a meal. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu saw this person standing in front of him and said to him, "Brother, come eat with us." Allahu Akbar. He wasn't sitting with the royal people and the royal families. He is a royal family himself, but he sits with his khuddam. He sits with his servants and has a meal. After eating, I said to him, "Ya Sayyidi, I have a problem financially. I cannot afford to support my 20 or 30 camels I've got. I'm running a bit low on finance, and this is my problem." Imam Hussein Iman, "Bring all your camels and leave them with our camels. They can eat together." Allahu Akbar. This person was astounded by seeing the generosity of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. And then he says that, "I swear by Allah Azza wa Jalla, I never seen anyone who is so generous like you in generosity. You are totally unique." Subhanallah, subhanallah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said about his dear maternal grandson Hussein, "Is the inheritor of my courage and generosity." Therefore, he radiallahu anhu was second to none in generosity. And as far as his generosity is concerned, till his last breath, that was also witnessed and seen when he advised the people of Yazid to take some lesson from this. Understand, this is also his generosity. Aside from not seeing anyone going empty-handed from his door, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, another person came to Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and made a complaint about his poverty and starvation. یا حسین یا حسین, آئے میں غریب پرسن, میں فقیر ہوں, بھوکا ہوں, کچھ دیجئے کھانے کے لیے. امام حسین رضی اللہ عنہ made that person wait at his door, said, few minutes time, a beggar that begs, a person who came asking and his duty was to ask people because he had no such business and such work from which he could make a livelihood. Imam Hussein said, just a moment, just wait for some time. 5 bags of gold coins filled with gold coins, approximately 1,000 dinars, came from the court of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and the envoy presented his apologies on behalf of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, saying to Imam Hussein that accept this money. Imam Hussein called that beggar and given him not a little, 1 or 2 coins from there. Imam Hussein took all 5 bags filled with gold coins and said, take all, brother, it's all for you. Allahu Akbar. That person never seen such generosity. A person would give 1 or 2 coins to go and have a meal, but giving all and keeping nothing for yourself? This is the household of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The poet says so beautifully, Ya shaheed-e Karbala faryad hai, noor-e-chashm-e Fatima faryad hai. Allahu Akbar. Ya shaheed-e Karbala faryad hai, noor-e-chashm-e Fatima faryad hai. Hai meri haajat, main Taiba mein maru, اے میرے حاجت روا, اے میرے حاجت روا فریاد ہے, اے میرے حاجت روا فریاد ہے. It's our desire that we die in مدینہ المنورہ. Oh, the one who accepts فریاد, the one who hears and listens to our plea, accept this dua and grant us death in مدینہ المنورہ whilst we are buried in جنت البقی. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, you will find not one, not two, so many waqi'as and stories about Imam Hussein's generosity. If you are unable to share your meal with the next person, if you find it difficult helping a poor person despite having ability to do so, it means you haven't inherited this blessing from him, though you love him. And it's only a claim, it's only a statement, it's only a dawa which is free from action. There is no action, it's only a claim that you make. Merely a claim and there's no action. It means we need to polish that area within us. Let's learn to share. Let's learn to have a generous heart. Let's learn to dig in our pockets and assist Islamic works. Projects that's happening, masajid are being built, madaris are being built. You are asked to give donations in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And despite having this many opportunities, many people out there find it very difficult, very, very difficult for them to give money. And even if they're given something very small, not according to their capacity, according to the capacity of the beggar who came to beg, this means, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that we need to polish this area and learn, because my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a person who is generous, he is closer to Allah azza wa jalla, he is closer to Jannat, and that person is actually distant from the hellfire. Subhanallah. In Tirmizi Sharif Hadith, volume number 3. I'm just letting you know so that, subhanallah, we even know the reference of this hadith in Tirmizi Sharif. A generous person is always closer to Jannat and further away from the hellfire. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are 3 things for which I can take an oath, and I inform you about one of them, and that is the wealth of the one who gives in the path of Allah is never reduced. Allah. I'm elaborating to make you understand that these are the virtues, and despite all these virtues, we are still so heedless. And one hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, volume number 2, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Salah is evidence for faith. Fasting is a shield for sins. And Sadaqah erases sins as water extinguishes fire. Allah. So give charity and give Sadaqah. Give sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah. Learn to share and learn to give. This is an amazing quality which you can inherit from the gharana of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a true lover. You know, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, even after the incident of Karbala, Bibi Zainab radiallahu anha and her sister Fatima radiallahu anha, they both were in this caravan. And a very good person was elected and appointed to send them and transport them back to Madinatul Munawwara from the court of Yazid. During this entire journey, I'm showing you the generosity of the household of Huzuri Pak Sallam. The entire journey, this person who was in charge of transporting them and taking them back safely to Madinatul Munawwara, he taken care of the caravan, Husseini caravan. Whoever was left on this caravan, he had taken care of them. He served them justly, made them rest wherever they got tired. He served them food and water. He had taken proper care of them till they reached their destination. When they finally reached Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha, the sister of Bibi Zainab, she says, this person who has been appointed to leave us here, he played such a good role in bringing us back safely to our home. He taken care of us during the entire journey. We have nothing left except for this bangles that we have, this jewels that we have left. Oh my dear sister, let's gift this thing to him in exchange for this good conduct he showed us whilst transporting us back to Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Bibi Zainab says, yes, let's do that. She is giving this person as a gift and she says, this is as a recompensation for the good conduct you've shown us during this journey. It was a long journey, but you served us food. You took care of us. You made sure that we were fine. And we really appreciate your hospitality and your andaz of showing. And that was your way and this is our way, the gharana of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, no, I swear by the one who has my life in his control. I swear by my creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla, that I never did this for any sort of recompensation. I never requested or even thought or asked for any sort of money and wealth of this world. I done this only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask for no recompensation for this in this world. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala channel, that person returned all the jewels back and he sought forgiveness and mu'afi from them. And he was astounded to see the generosity of the household of Huzuri Pak Sallam, that they actually gave this and even asked for maafi, that we are sorry, we only have jewels to give you. If we had more money and cash, we would have given you that as well. But we have nothing except this. The point I want to bring to you is, have you ever seen this? Ki koi khud bheek de kisi ko, sadaqa de, tohfa de, aur khud maafi bhi mange dene ke baad. This is the style of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore the poet says,
Aata hai faqeero pe unhe pyaar kuch aisa, aata hai faqeero pe unhe pyaar kuch aisa, khud bheek de aur kahe mangte ka bhala ho, khud bheek de aur kahe are mangte ka bhala ho.
Hai. This is the style of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. कि उन्हें फकीरों पे इतना प्यार आता है, इतना रहम आता है कि हुजूर पाक जब भीख भी देते हैं तो साथ में दुआ भी फरमाते हैं. Normally the beggars make dua for you. When a beggar is given something, he will take the money or take the food or whatever he is given and he will make dua for the giver. But here the giver is making dua for the beggar. भीख भी दे रहे हैं, सदका भी दे रहे हैं, हसीन करीम इनका साथ में दुआ भी फरमा रहे हैं. This is the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we did discuss the virtues and the blessings of this gharana, that if you desire the shafa'at and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, you should serve the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you desire the nearness and the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of hashr and judgment, then you should serve the family. You will find the same hadith with different texts, with different meanings, different wordings, and that has the same effect and the same meaning. So we should not have malice in our heart for Ahlul Bayt. We should not have hatred in our heart for Ahlul Bayt. But rather we should serve them like the pious predecessors had served. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, let's try and reform ourselves. Let's try to become better Muslims. Let's try to remember the Peygham of Imam Hussein. Let's start from somewhere. Let's start adopting sabr and patience firstly. Because when a person doesn't have sabr and he becomes very intolerant, he does wrong things, dear viewers. So chali inshallah, ye aaj ka peygham tha. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah.